I'm very happy now to welcome Barbara Harrelson. She is the author of the book Walks in Literary Santa Fe, A Guide to Landmarks, Legend, and Lore. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mayor Charlotte. I'm happy to be here today.
So there's a number of events coming up around your book, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. But literary Santa Fe, it's a funny thing. Literature, when you look at buildings, is invisible unless somebody tells you that a famous person lived there or was inspired or whatever. How did you get the idea to write this book?
Well, I've been interested in literature, and I got interested in becoming a tour guide when I moved to Santa Fe. And I found that nobody was doing much, there wasn't much going on with literature at that time. And I had actually collected a series of little literary walking tour guides from various cities around the world, like London, Paris, New York City has several. And I just thought, Santa Fe needs a literary tour guide.
And so when a person has your book in their hand, what can they do? Give us some examples of what they can see.
Well, I mean, it gives them background information. It also gives them specific information on sites like the cathedral, like the plaza, and La Fonda, and the Fray Angelico Chavez Library, and Witterbinner House, and any number of places. But as you pointed out before, a lot of landmarks are not thought of as literary landmarks until you point out all of the connections with authors, stories, and famous characters, like Death Comes for the Archbishop is the obvious one that goes with the cathedral basilica.
And for those who have read it, then coming to this, I think probably many people have read Death Comes for the Archbishop, then they come to Santa Fe, mm-hmm. and these places are alive for them in a whole different way.
Yes. And another very popular spot on the walking tour, because of, I don't know, it just seems that there's more interest in this subject of late, is 109 East Palace, where that was the secret check-in office for the Manhattan Project. And of course there's a book by that title, 109 East Palace, which has been out for about 4 or 5 years now.
I do sometimes wonder, you know, you go to 109 East Palace and there's something there. What is there now?
It's actually, I think it is still a fine linen shop called Onorato.
And so you go to this place, you think about what it was, what it means. Mm-hmm. But doing a literary walking tour really requires a certain amount of imagination on the part of the walker.
It does. And I get, I guess I would have to say, kind of a select group of book lovers and culture travelers who sign up for my tour. And I get a lot of questions back and forth. And so what we do is, yes, we stop on the street opposite 109 East Palace, and I start telling them things about the book and about the history. And then they chime in, and it does. It comes alive for them.
So you're going to be giving some actual tours?
Yes, I have been doing tours since 1996. And in 1998, my tours got listed in the Frommer's Guide to Santa Fe, Albuquerque, and Taos. And I get a lot of my referrals from people who read about it and decide they want to do something a little bit different in Santa Fe.
And you're also going to be doing some other events.
Well, I'm really, my book has been out for a couple of years now, but periodically I look for opportunities to bring the literary scene in Santa Fe to the attention of the residents, even, because when I first started giving the literary walking tour, I had people ask me, a literary walking tour? Well, what do you do, and what is there to say? And as soon as I would start pointing out some of our beloved classics and how I could tie it to various landmarks, they would say, ah, yes, I get it. And so I just think that literature, the literary heritage of our area, and what is going on right now in Santa Fe on the literary scene, if you will, is so much overlooked or taken for granted that I like to put a spotlight on it when I can. And so the El Rancho de las Golondrinas has sponsored an annual lecture series to focus on the tradition and the culture. And this year, they've done that for about 10 years now. And this year, most of the speakers, and there are only three of us, but we have chosen topics that tie into the theme of the 400th anniversary celebration. And so mine is Turning the Pages of Santa Fe Stories, Past and Present, which will be presented on Thursday night, January 28th at 7 o'clock at the Santuario de Guadalupe in downtown Santa Fe. And as I said, this is part of the lecture series. They're going to be held the last Thursday of each month, January, February, and March. Admission is free, but I'm told that the seating often gets tight because these are popular lecture series, and so people are encouraged to come early. May I mention the other two speakers in the lecture series?
Yes, please do.
On February 25th will be Billy the Kid in Story and Song, presented by Mark Gardner, who has written a new book focusing on Pat Garrett's final manhunt for Billy the Kid. The book is called To Hell on a Fast Horse. And then on March 25th, Laura Gomez, who's a professor of law and American studies at the University of New Mexico, will present on Manifest Destinies, The Making of the Mexican-American Race. All these lectures begin at 7 o'clock at the Santuario de Guadalupe, sponsored by the Santuario and El Rancho de las Golondrinas.
Barbara, how has the Santa Fe literary scene developed since you've been here? You've been here, what, almost 20 years?
Yes. I came here in 1993. And when I moved here, the only formal literary presence that I'm aware of was Recursos de Santa Fe and their Southwest Literary Center, and they were having an annual Santa Fe Writers Conference. And also, our dear friend Dorothy Doyle's reading sampler on KSFR was in existence, had been going on for several years at that time. At that time, Santa Fe had at least two more independent bookstores that are no longer with us, the old Santa Fe Trail Bookstore and Rail Yard Books.
We're still doing pretty well,
but
though.
But we're still doing very well, and Santa Fe is per capita about the best well-read community, and has more authors per capita than any other community in the United States.
That's
and
crazy.
So there's a lot going on with three branches of our public library, one of whom is named for a local author, Oliver Lafarge. And we've had the Santa Fe Short Story Festival. The library was for a number of years sponsoring the Festival of the Book. There are numerous lecture series going on now for part of the 400th anniversary. And then, of course, with our fine independent bookstores, Collected Works and Garcia Street Books, we also have wonderful antiquarian books. There's just a lot going on Santa Fe on the literary scene, and I want to call it to people's attention so they can enjoy it.
Barbara Harrelson is author of the book Walks in Literary Santa Fe, A Guide to Landmarks, Legends, and Lore. If people want to get in touch with you, how do they do so?
They can send me an email at barbarah@newmexico.com.
barbarah@newmexico.com, that's easy.
Yes, and my phone number is 989-4561.
Barbara Harrelson, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find me at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz. Thank you.